Here we go. Yeah, one of the questions that was submitted was, and it was the only question submitted where someone else apparently thought it was such a good question that they wrote next to it, good one, exclamation point, unless it was the guy who was so proud of his own question who wrote good one. I don't know. But one of the questions was about studying on Shabbos. You're all in college and you have exams, and so it's a shaila that comes up a lot. Are you allowed to study on Shabbos? Are you allowed to study for a secular exam on Shabbos? So just a brief overview. Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Zayin, Se'if Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, that if a person invites guests and you have a lot of food prepared for them and you wrote a menu, Asur L'Krosu B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to read a menu that you had written for your guests on Shabbos. A lot of times women do this for Yantif, certainly, when they're having like a 2-3 day Yantif, they write down a menu of what they're going to serve when. Right? So he says, Asur L'Krosu B'Shabbos, Afilum Hu Kosov Al Gabi Kosel, Gavoa Harbe, even if it's all the way high up on the wall where you can't reach it, because you can't read things that might lead you to read Shtari Adiotos. Shtari Adiotos means like business documents. Shtari Chovos, Cheshbonos, Shulchan Aruch says, right? You're not allowed to read Shtaros, you're not allowed to read business documents, and we're afraid you're going to read business documents if you read other things. Shtari Adiotos, Shtari Chovos, Cheshbonos, Ve'igros, Shel Shalom, Asur L'Krosam, Vafil Ayin Ben Belo Kriya Asur. Even if you're only scanning with the eyes and you're not reading verbally, would be us. As Shulchan Aruch says. Now, why? What's the reason? For it's the Mishra Brura right there in Shin Zayin, Sivkat Mem Zayin, says, first of all, Shami Yimchok Mina Orchon Mina Magadim. You might come to a race. Right? Second, he says, Shami Yavar Likros Kamishtari Adiotos. That there are really two reasons not to read the menu. One, you might come to a race something. And two, you might come to read business related materials as well. Then he says, Ach, Kishasu Uda Hishal Mitzvah Yeshla Hakala Kriyala Shamish, Tavi Bukhal Chav Sishamayim Dushari. But if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, the person who's not the Balabas, who's only a Shamish, is allowed to read it. Why? The Shemi Yimchok you don't have to worry about, because they're not authorized to be Mochik. Right? Only the Balabas is authorized to be Mochik. And for the Shtari Adiotos, we're not going to worry. For the sake of a Mitzvah, we're going to be Mekel. So the Minigus to be Mekel, and Mishabura says, you don't want it to lead to all sorts of Churban, like by Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Guest lists are important. You don't want any mess ups. You can end up with all kamsa bar kamsa situation. So as much as we can be makel, we try to be makel as long as it's not the balabas. Mishabura says. Now, what about secular subjects? So the Shulchan Aruch says that melitzos again shin zayin next sif tazayin melitzos mishalom shel sicha schulin v'divrei cheshek on sefer Emmanuel v'chein sefer Melchamos also likros ben b'shabbos. He says things that are just stam, interesting, and about wars and old wars and history books. You're not allowed to read on Shabbos. Vaf b'cholos mishamosh of leitzim. Shouldn't read it on weekdays either. And then, and this is Shulchan Aruch. It's not stam. Then the Rama says v'nir yeah. Then the Shulchan Aruch first goes on a whole rant, and people who publish these things are terrible, and they're all going against him, etc. Then the Rama says, "V'nir l'dakte kada asa likros b'sichas chulin v'sipuri milchamos hayrudafkim k'suvu b'loshon la'az av b'loshon hakodesh shari." Unbelievable! Anything in Lashon Hakodesh, Rama writes, anything in Lashon Hakodesh is okay because Lashon Hakodesh itself is kedusha. Everything's fine, says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter. Asa l'umo b'shabes yom tov zulas b'divrei Torah va'afilu b'sifrei chachmos aser. First day, you're not allowed to learn anything other than Torah and Shabbos. V'yesh mi shematir, and the Shulchan Aruch, I'm still reading Shulchan Aruch, I haven't read anything fancy yet. V'yesh mi shematir, v'al pisva rasa muta lahabit bitstralov b'Shabbos. So then you could look at newspapers or whatever, something like that. On Shabbos, if you hold like this, yesh mi shematir. Now, lahalacha, Shulchan Aruch assumes Ksav Shel Chachma is Mutter. The Ksav Shel Chachma is Mutter. Right? And Ramah, we assume Ksav Shel Chachma is Mutter. Shulchan Aruch Harav explains, because if the whole issue is that you're going to be worried about that it's going to look like business, Shtari Adiotos, you don't have to worry about Chachma. It's never going to be confused. Chachma is never going to be confused with business. Ah, so what's Chachma? Chachma would seem to be sciences, would be Chachma. Philosophy would be chachma. Math, while it would be chachma, is probably not recommended because it definitely leads to ksiva. It's hard to do math without writing. But stam, reading issues of reading things of chachma, generally we assume are mutter. The only thing we know for sure isn't chachma is what Shulchan Aruch told us isn't chachma, and that's history. History is not considered chachma. Jewish history might be different, but history is not considered chachma. Novels would seem to be a problem. Shulchan Aruch seems pretty strong about that, right? Divrei cheshek, things that you stam find interesting, would seem to be problematic. A lot of people are makel on that, right? But it would seem to be problematic. Newspapers, the post can talk about what the heter is for newspapers, right? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, and the Shvaz Yaakov, they say that, well, newspapers are no get because it could affect your life, because if they're coming to attack, you need to know, right? And how are you going to know if you don't read the paper? You'd probably know nowadays, right? Without reading the paper, right? So that was the heter for reading the paper. Whatever it is, now newspapers nowadays have a lot in them, right? There's, you could also distinguish in newspapers between current events and history. Shulchan Aruch says Sifrei Melchamos is not about Melchamos going on now; it's about old Melchamos. But that's stam. That's not chachma. That's not nogeya. That's not something you need to know on Shabbos. Current events that could really affect your life right now might be different. Now the business section, lechara, should be a real problem, right? Wall Street Journal, Mistama, should be a real. Wall Street Journal is getting a little lighter also, but whatever, you know, the parts of it that are pure business, you can read the lead story, you know, about someone's life or whatever. But the parts that are real business, lechara should be a real problem when it comes to these things. The other issue that, so Pashtus, Halach Lemaisa, right, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, says, Mistapek Hagon from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Shlita, Zatzal, he works with an assumption that you're allowed to study, you're allowed to read secular chachmos. Question is, can you do it to study for a test? Because there's another issue. What's he introducing? Not just the issue of reading something that's secular, but the issue of preparing hachana mechol Shabbos. So, and the hachana issue should be the same if it's Torah or if it's something else. And in either case, the recommendation would be, don't say I'm studying for a test. Say I'm reading a philosophy book, I'm reading a science book. And the chachma will be there for you right away. You will become a more well-rounded, more educated person immediately upon reading it. That's not your kavanah, because you could care less about being more educated and well-rounded. You just want to get your A. But don't say that. Once you say it, that's more of a problem of hachana. That would be the recommendation. Rabbi Ribiat, in his four-volume Lamentas Melachos Sefer, says that, he quotes Poskim, that it's Asr Misham Achana. He can't study for a secular test Misham Achana. The Pashtus is, and again, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach wasn't sure. It says Mistapek. A lot of the things in Shemir Shabbos Kulchasa, when it says Mistapek, really means he was sure, but they had to machmerize the Shemir Shabbos a little bit, because he got into trouble when there were too many kulas. When it first came out, I'm not sure about this one, but it says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach was mistapik. Again, in the Ha'ari says the ikur is whether it's nikur mitoch diburo that you're doing it mishamachana. If you make it very evident that you're doing it mishamachana, that's where you do have a problem. If you don't make it evident you're doing mishamachana, you don't have a problem. So basically, long story short, history no, novels no, science yes, right? Anything that could be defined as chachma yes, business no. And even those things that are yes, don't say that you're doing it for preparation for a test. Yeah? Studying from tests maybe makes it more evident that you're... maybe that's an interesting hara. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe, yeah.
You say you can't read a newspaper.